Good afternoon, good evening. My name is Kasumi Kato. I'm one of those who come up here and then lead practicing Nectar of the Path together. So wonderful to see you. I'm just going to look around in our Zoom window and then see who are here this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Good to see you all. Wonderful to see you and your names, and whoever here joining the recording later on, welcome. So, as always, we practice about half an hour, 35 minutes together. I'll be lightly guiding Nectar of the Path, and then we will end our practice by also dedicating our practice. So before we move into the Nectar of the Path liturgy, we'll start out with refuge and bodhicitta. Due to the limited time we have, we'll do once in Tibetan, once in English. And if you like, you can also use your own language instead of English to join along. So I'll leave it up to you to decide. So today I'm going to kind of alternate between just contemplating and then resting, and then see how that goes today. And I trust that you all know what to do. So I'm here just to gently guide your practice. So welcome again. So let's just dive in. So let me share a screen now. Can you see okay? Hey, thank you. This refuge and bodhicitta. Sangye chudan toki chonam la Daki jin so ki pe so nam gi dro la pen che sang ge dru pa shok. In the Buddha, Dharma, and Supreme Assembly, I take refuge until enlightenment is achieved. May the merit of my generosity and other virtuous deeds lead to Buddhahood for the welfare of all beings. The Four Immeasurables. Sem chen tam che de wa dan de we gyu dan den par gyu chi dun nel dan dun nel gi gyu dan do war gyu chi dun nel me pe de wa dan pa Tam mi dwell war gyu chik ne ren cha dan ni dan do we dan yom chen po la ne par gyu chik. May all sentient beings have happiness in its causes. May they be free from suffering in its causes. May they never be parted from sublime bliss free from suffering. May they dwell in great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion to those near and far. The four thoughts. Begin by cultivating a sense of delight in the qualities of the freedoms and riches. Mi lu yon ten du me dat ni chen in pa she ne ga tro je ra. Seeing its many wonderful qualities, I rejoice and delight in this human life. Let's take a few moments to reflect on what you already have. Including the fact that we were able to wake up this morning. We have all the sensory faculties intact. Your interest in the Dharma and your interest to work with your own mind. That too is not something to be taken for granted. Reflect on the resources you have in order to continue practicing and studying. All those causes and conditions coming together for you to be able to practice. And as you contemplate on the meetings here, when you're ready, simply rest. Next, contemplate the impermanent nature of phenomena. No namida gyatso lapchi ganjun dandu dante rosuke. Like waves in the ocean, all things are impermanent. I will accept whatever happens and make it my friend. And now contemplate on the meaning of how all things are changing moment by moment. What's happening in your body? What arises and dissolves in your mind? Certain circumstances, situations always have the beginning and the ending. The nature of impermanence gives you the opportunity to transform your mind. The key is in your hand. Everything is constantly changing. Nothing lasts forever. And when you're ready, simply rest. Contemplate the interdependence of causes and conditions. Gugenzomnadrebunemimpe lexojenpenlelaganube. When causes and conditions come together, a result is sure to follow. So I will do my best to help others and engage in positive deeds. Contemplate on the meaning of these lines. Take a moment to cultivate altruistic motivation. When the motivation is wholesome, it also leads to the wholesome result. We'll do our best to be of benefit to others. What we think, what we do have impact on others. It has a ripple effect. Once you reflect on that, simply rest. Contemplate the dreamlike quality of the suffering of samsara. Drove the suffering of beings is mainly produced by the mind. I must free myself from my self-created bonds. It's the human experience to experience suffering in our lives from the natural suffering, including certain painful experiences, diseases, passing of the loved ones. Here, we are also encouraged to acknowledge how we add our own self-created suffering onto the natural suffering, including our hopes and fear, expectations, assumptions. When our expectation doesn't meet the reality, we struggle. So here we simply acknowledge how we ourselves are putting ourselves into the prison, self-created bonds. Simply acknowledge that and rest. Refuge in bodhicitta. Bring to mind the three jewels, the guides who will free you from the ocean of samsara's suffering. Miru dengi kyapne koncho son, dakso tompa landan rozo chi. Three jewels. Undeceiving and everlasting sources of refuge. Please be the guide, the path, and companions for myself and all beings. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Buddhaya, Namo Dhammaya, Namo Sanghaya, Namo Namo Dharmaya, Namo Sanghaya. Dondam kyapne ranla zopate Sem ni de shek nin po ye sangge. The ultimate refuge is perfectly complete within me. For my mind is Buddha nature, enlightened from the very start. Now that you acknowledge the outer refuge, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, now that you recognize your innate refuge, your own Buddha nature, as Rinpoche says, you're already perfect, complete, and pure. All you need to do is just to recognize, just to remember, and rest. Next, meditate on loving kindness and compassion by thinking of all the infinite number of beings as members of your own family, recognizing that they share your wish to be happy and free from suffering. Rani jizen de du lando lo yonsu kya pedro nang I feel compassion for all the beings who, like me, want to be happy and free from suffering. And simply acknowledge that everything you do, everything you think, everything you feel are based on this fundamental human wish to be happy and free from suffering. That is shared by all beings everywhere. There's no exception. Generate bodhicitta, thinking to yourself, I will practice on a path to bring all the infinite beings to the state of Buddhahood. Gungyan nam gengel we gopan la daki go che lam la jupaja. To bring all beings to the state of omniscient Buddhahood, I will now practice the path. Cultivate a strong determination. Bring in all beings to the Buddhahood. If it's hard to imagine this, simply stay with the intention. One day, someday, may I be able to do this. Guru Yoga, in a space before you, imagine your own guru in the form of Vajradhara or whichever Buddha inspires you. Lame no wo sangye kundanyang lakpadak lakadrin che waken. Think of me, O Guru. In essence, you are equal to all the Buddhas, but in the kindness you have shown me, you are even greater. Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama. Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no, Lama ke no. Imagine that the guru melts into light and dissolves into you, your minds merging indivisibly. Ultimately, I am the same as the guru in essence, for the nature of the student is the same as that of all the Buddhas. Whether you imagine your guru as Vajradhara or whatever Buddha inspired you, imagine that the guru melts into light and that light dissolves into you. As you contemplate the meaning of these lines, simply rest. To conclude, let the mind rest naturally, without meditating yet undistracted, in a state in which you, the Guru, and the Buddhas are indivisible in essence. Maintain the flow of the mind through nature, ordinary, just as it is. Randa lama sangye kungi tu. Yeme ma chu ramba nyu me shi ma yen mi gon zo me ranga ma rig pa ra ni rangi ga nu de. My mind inseparable from the minds of the Guru and all the Buddhas. I rest naturally, without fabrication in my basic nature, not meditating and not distracted in a contrived ordinariness, awareness relaxes into itself. As you rest naturally here, there's no need to improve or adjust or change anything. If you get distracted, no problem at all. That's why we practice short time many times. But the moment you get back thinking you were distracted, you're already back with awareness itself. There's no need to add anything to it. Simply let your mind be as it is. You can always come back to this, no matter what you are doing in the midst of conversations, in the midst of errands. You can always return home like this. Dedication. With the Buddhas of the three times and ten directions, along with their offspring as your witnesses, dedicate the virtue to the welfare of others.
ジタサンゲセチェノバジンアキャトロクンテンデトプチノ。
I dedicate all the virtue I have gathered throughout the three times, along with the virtue of the victorious ones, the bodhisattvas, and all beings, following in the footsteps of the Buddhas and their heirs, to the lasting happiness of all the infinite number of beings.
So nam di tam che se pa ni to nye nye pe dra nam pan che ne Ega na chi ba la tru pa i si pe zo le dro wa sho.
By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of existence. May all beings be free.
May all beings be free. Thank you so much, everyone. So wonderful to practice with you all. And if you like, please say hello and goodbye to other practitioners and other friends. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Katsumi.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank
Thank you so
you.
much.
Thank you. Have a good week.
Bye bye, everyone.
Thank
Thank
you.
everyone.
Good to
Bye.
be with
Bye
everybody.
bye.
Thank you.
Everybody.
Thank you. Good to see you all.
Good to see
Enjoy the
you.
rest of your day, rest of the week.
Thank you. See you soon.
Thank you. Thanks again for the messages in the chat as well. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out, Kasumi.
Thank you. So I have to leave. Bye bye.
Bye.